Slava Isusu Hristu do vašeho domu. Dobrý deň. Srdečne pozdrave i vítame vás do našeho kulturného radičného vysielania pro Rusinov iz Pittsburghu. My sme tu každé nedeľa, aby sme hrali najlepšie hudby iz rusinského domoviny a Ameriky i máme pro nás dnes mišno bohatý program. Tiež prezentujeme si najnovšie správy i informácie o Rusinoch kdekoľvek po svita.
Welcome to the new Russian Heritage Program presented and sponsored by the Carpatho-Russian Society. My name is Dean Paloka, National Vice President of the Carpatho-Russian Society, and co-hosting is my father, Jack Paloka, who is the National Secretary of the Carpatho-Russian Society. As you probably noticed, we took a short holiday break, but have returned to the airwaves to continue this community service to the Russians in the Pittsburgh area. We would like to extend belated holiday and New Year's greetings to all of our Russian Heritage Program friends and listeners. Дай Боже здраве, щастя і радость до нового року 2004. The new theme song for our program comes to us from Slaviani Folk Ensemble of McKees Rocks. Я русин був, ясен і буду. I am, was, and always will be Russian. This poetic Russian national anthem was written in 1851 by the awakener of the Russian people, Father Alexander Duchnovich, in the eastern Slovakian city of Prešov. We are privileged to return to the airwaves to play a variety of Russian music from both America and the homeland. We will also keep you informed about Russian events and happenings here and abroad. Our first selection comes from the Russian-inhabited region of Vojvodina in northern Serbia. Originally from Uj, Bereg, Zemplin, Aboj, and Borshod counties, these Russian immigrants went to the Bačka region of Vojvodina, north of Novi Sad. In the late 17th century, the House of Habsburg took over the right of succession of the Hungarian kingdom. In its southern frontier, the land was rich in arable soil, but was mainly uninhabited. The first Russians moved to this part of the kingdom by a free will contract, and not by force. There were actually three waves of immigration to Ruski Kerestor, the first being in the mid-18th century. The second emigration took place in the mid-20th century, and the last one ended just before the onset of World War I. Their version of the Russian language was codified in the 1970s and has been taught in their schools ever since. Ruski Kerestor is also known for its annual Chervena Ruja, or the Red Rose Festival. This is the only Russian festival in all of former Yugoslav states. This next selection is by Grupa Rosa from Ruski Kerestor, who are frequent performers at this festival. One of their more popular songs entitled Chaiki.
Чайки, ой, чайки. kad jar zaturka, verši počni živi, kad še naš meje, kad zalopoti stara kapurka. Oj, čajki, čajki, mili biljučki, čom željevci,
Are you interested in your Rus'n roots? Have you ever wondered how your Rus'n relatives live today? Have you ever wanted to see the Carpathian Mountains in person? Well, now you can. The Carpathian Rus'n Society is pleased to offer you the chance of a lifetime. From June 25th until July 9th, 2004, you too can experience what it's like to live where our Rus'n relatives live. Join us for the 8th Carpathian Rus'n Heritage Tour. Your two-week journey will include round-trip airfare from Pittsburgh to Košice with three-star hotel accommodations throughout the tour. Visit the Rus'n homeland in style in our air-conditioned luxury touring bus, visiting sites in Prešovština, Slovakia, Lemkivšina, Poland, and Podkarpatska Rus in Ukraine. See the world-renowned Zakarpatsky Narodny Chor. The Pulse and Charishan ensembles perform ethnic Rus'n music, songs, and dances. Visit the Museum of Nikifor Drovnjak in Krynica, the wooden churches of Northeast Slovakia, and the Romža Memorial in Ivanivsi, Ukraine. This and much more is available to the first 40 people who reserve space on the tour. The cost for this year's tour is only $2,780 for double occupancy and $2,960 for single occupancy. This is a very reasonable price for all of the amenities that are provided to you. For more information about the 8th Carpathian Rus'n Heritage Tour, planned for June 25th to July 9th, 2004, phone the Carpathian Rus'n Society at area code 412-749-9899 or email rusyn31@aol.com. You can also find the itinerary on our website at www.carpathianrus'nsociety.org. Again, for information, call area code 412-749-9899, email rus'n31@aol.com, or go to www.carpathianrus'nsociety.org.
Our next selection is a medley of songs from the musical group Muzička from Bratislava, Slovakia. The opening song is one of the more popular Rus'n songs, Ivanko, Ivanko.
Thank you.
On December 20th, 2003, the Pittsburgh chapter of the Carpatho-Rusyn Society held its second annual Sveti Vecher Ervilia and Yashchadi celebration at the Holy Ghost Social Center in Pittsburgh's North Side. Presenting Yashchadi was St. John's Orthodox Church Catechists under the direction of Mrs. Jackie Rigetti and Father John Guido. All the traditional Holy Supper food courses were served. Koliadi were sung by the singing Reveliak family of Bordeaux, Slovakia, who are now living in Pittsburgh. We would like to take this opportunity to personally thank all of those who attended this year's event and look forward to seeing everyone again next Christmas.
For our next two selections, we will first return to Vojvodina to the Rusyn village of Kosor, where we will hear Písňa Kosora, a song from Kosor. Then we will go to the Beskid Mountains in Lemkovina with a wonderful rendition of Oj Mariko Čičeri.
Мав єден, цо серце своє, щиро кожному дарує. Мала широкий бачманський ровніни, це пісня
руска жемчуге, ма душу свою теплу і щиру, руки вже розширені. У нім я розну йому ще врацав, ту мою давні корені. Любим це мілі малану, і свою любов ці давам. От тебе нігда не пойде, навіки я з тобою оставам. Любим це мілі малану, і свою любов ці давам. От тебе ніхто не пойде, навіки я з тобою оставам. У нім порасти широкі поля, сосною заливаю. Ту церква біла, пішна до неба, людзе ту віру чуваю. Мілі малалу, коліско моя, єдині наші рівшеце. Ще млади оздай, руснака чувай, коцуру мою шиквеце. Вічно у шерцу мій будеш, і ніда це не зотаві. Єдині малалу мой мілі, у тебе і живот охабі. Вічно у шерцу мій будеш, і ніда це не зотаві. Єдині малалу мой мілі, у тебе і живот охабі.
Now for some news from the homeland. According to the Internet News Service, the Slovak Spectator, the Modern Art Museum of Andy Warhol in Medjugorje will most probably move to a different building. The museum is currently located in the building owned by the Prešov local government, with annual costs of 2.7 million Slovak crowns, or approximately $85,000. Officials say that the only alternative is to move the artwork of the famous U.S. artist of Russian origin into an old post office building. The Warhol Foundation, based in New York, disagrees with this move. His vice president, Pittsburgh-owned and CRS member John Warhola, suggested that moving the artwork of his brother into undignified rooms might result in a withdrawal of the Warhol artwork from Slovakia. The Kapetha Rusins here and abroad hope that a reasonable agreement can be reached. Anyone who has visited the museum, as Dean and I have, knows of its importance not only to the Rusin town of Medjidobodze, but also to the Rusins in northeast Slovakia. We will keep you informed about this developing story.
According to the Slovak news agency SITA, nearly 100 children from the children's home of St. Nicholas in Medjidobodze, who belong to the Orthodox Church, celebrated their Christmas according to the old calendar. Gifts from Sviaty Večer, Holy Supper on Christmas Eve, were unwrapped on Tuesday, January 6th. In the gifts, they found mostly practical items such as clothes, but also candy and books. The coordinator of the event was Father Andrei Gonda, who is the spiritual coordinator of the orphanage. On the menu for the celebration were hribova mačanka, mushroom soup, bobalke, and fish with salad. On Christmas, the children participated in the celebration of the Divine Liturgy. Free time was full of winter fun, mainly sledding, said the director of the orphanage, Margita Djordjova. The home has a total of 93 infants, children, and unwed mothers. 49 people are employed at the home, from which most had to spend their Christmas holiday at work.
The next selection comes from a group that I have been involved with since its beginning, some 40 years ago. I have been the director of the Slaviani Folk Ensemble for all those many years, and I would like to say sincerely that it has been a real privilege and pleasure to be able to present and promote Rusyn culture in music, song, and dance ever since. This nostalgic selection is called Hora Hora.
As many of you know, radio broadcasting is not an easy endeavor. Jack will now provide a short commentary about financial resources and its importance to ethnic broadcasting.
The Rusyn radio broadcast went away a few weeks ago, and many people missed it. I know I did. We are asking for needed help from our listeners and CRS members to support weekly Rusyn radio broadcasts. Airtime on even low-frequency stations run from $600 to $800 per month. If we cannot maintain the radio program and it goes away again, it might be for good, and what a tremendous loss that would be. Ethnic radio programs rely on the generosity of their listeners in the form of donations to continue on the air. They host picnics, concerts, dinners, or other events, and solicit regular sponsors to help cover their costs, operating with non-paid hosts. The success of our radio program depends on our listeners understanding the importance of perpetuating our beautiful Rusyn heritage and culture. Many dedicated people have worked very hard to keep our radio program broadcasting every week, bringing you the finest in Rusyn music and announcements in Rusyn activities and events. We most certainly thank all of you who have come forward with monetary contributions in the past, but your continued support is needed to assure that the radio Rusyn radio program will be broadcast for many years to come, as long as there is a need and desire to maintain our ethnic identity. We can all share with a deep sense of pride that our contributions are a key source of income to keep our Rusyn identity, heritage, and culture alive through the airwaves. It is important to help our children understand and respect their roots, their heritage, and their ethnic identity. A Rusyn radio program would be very helpful in fulfilling this need. For your convenience, Dean and I will remain in the studio for the next 30 minutes to receive your calls and take your pledges for this program. The number is 412-664-4444. Again, 412-664-4444. If you wish to mail in a donation, please make checks payable to the CRS and mail to Jack Poloka, 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA, 15136. Mark your memo line, Rusyn Heritage Program. We need your support. Please don't let us down.
Thank you, Jack, for that most important message. Once again, that is 412-664-4444. On to our next selection, comes from the Ugorj region of Transcarpathia and is by the folk group Pisanka, or Easter Egg.
Казав Іван Іванець, жінка не журиці, прийдуть то на спайні гості, лиш пайно збереться. Казав Іван Іванець, не журиці, любко, прийдуть то на спайні гості, лиш не вихай прутко. Та й ви, гості наші ми, та й ви нам тіснили, та дякую за ваш прихід, що ми приходили. Та дякую за ваш прихід, та й за ваші труди, що ви до нас приходили, гості наші любі. А кувала й зузулечка в лісі на горіці, шість віка многоліта, гості наші милі. Шість віка многоліта, гості наші милі.
Of the new year, we hope that you have enjoyed our program. If you have any comments or suggestions about today's program, or if you would like to send a donation to keep us on the air, please send them to Jack Poloka, 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA 15136, mark checks payable to CRS, and memo it for the Rusyn Heritage Program. Or call us for the next 30 minutes at 412-664-4444.
Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, і ще раз вам желаємо успішної старту нового року 2004. Дорогі слухачі, дозвольте нам від серця подякувати всім, кому нас почували. Думаємо, що сте запачили нашого народносного веселання. Позиваємо вас почувати слідуючу неділю о 12 годин до станиці WEDO на русинського народносного веселання. З Богом.
WEDO McKeesport, your station of nations.